Manu Patra alerts dated the 23rd of August 2019. Supreme Court has granted Congress leader P. Chidambaram anticipatory bail in Enforcement Directorate till Monday. However, he will continue to stay under arrest as the apex court has posted the petition against CBI also for the 26th of August. Supreme Court has issued notice to the central government seeking its reply on the new law that makes triple talaq a punishable offence. The court observed that the same will be examined by them. Apex Court has asked the Uttar Pradesh government to pass orders within 2 weeks on the extension of tenure of the special judge conducting the trial in the 1992 Babri Masjid demolition case, involving BJP veterans L.K. Advani, M.M. Joshi and Uma Bharati, in Lucknow. Supreme Court has extended by a week the status quo on the insolvency process on JP Group's plea challenging the National Company Law Appellate Tribunal order allowing fresh bidding for debt-laden JP Infratech. Gujarat High Court has granted relief to IAS officer Gaurav Dahiya and held that the Gandhinagar police cannot probe the allegations of bigamy and cheating leveled against him by a Delhi-based woman. Madras High Court has extended by another 3 weeks the ongoing order in relief of Nalini Sriharan, a life convict in the Rajiv Gandhi assassination case. The leave period expires on the 25th of August. The court observed that the same conditions ordered by it earlier would apply during this period. Madras High Court has directed that a 27-year-old dentist who wanted to convert from Hinduism to Islam be set free and allowed to follow any faith of her choice. Bombay High Court has observed while passing an order on a clutch of petitions by 40 restaurants serving hookah, that as far as the hookah served does not contain tobacco or nicotine, they can be served in licensed restaurants across the state. Telangana High Court has suspended the order passed by the Adilabad District Collector who made it essential for the dealers to sell monocrotophos pesticide only to the farmers who got prescription from the Mandal Agricultural Officers to the effect. Karnataka High Court has observed that men are not machines. No man can be expected to work without ever making a mistake while awarding a compensation of 1.5 lakh rupees with 12% interest to a mini truck driver who had met with an accident in October 2010. Telangana High Court has directed State Director General of Police Mahendra Reddy to provide clearer details of honor killing cases in the state. The court was hearing a public interest litigation filed by U. Samba Shivarao of Telangana State Bahujan Resistance Forum seeking formation of a special investigation team to look into all the honor killings taking place in the state. Bombay High Court has ruled that the National Spot Exchange Limited, NSEL, is not a financial establishment and hence, the notifications passed by the state under the Maharashtra Protection of Interest of Depositors Act to attach its assets stand quashed. Bombay High Court has directed Mumbai Police's Economic Offences Wing to register an FIR against NCP leader Ajit Pawar and over 70 others in the Maharashtra State Cooperative Bank scam case. The court ruled that prima facie, there was credible evidence against them in the case. Delhi High Court has suspended the interim relief granted to Novartis restraining the manufacture and sale of generic version of Seretinib, launched by Natco Pharma. This move could help make the lung cancer drugs affordable. Bombay High Court has lambasted the Reserve Bank of India, RBI, for not responding to the question why it frequently changed the size of currency notes and coins. The court was hearing a public interest litigation by the National Association for the Blind seeking the production of currency notes and coins friendly to visually challenged people. Rajasthan High Court has issued notices to the concerned authorities on a public interest litigation filed before the court relating to widespread violation of building norms and fire safety standards in various coaching institutes running across the city of Jaipur. Calcutta High Court has stayed available arrest warrant against Congress MP Shashi Tharoor for his remark on creation of a Hindu-Pakistan. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal, NCLAT, has given an ultimatum to Vikram Bakshi, the erstwhile joint venture partner of US burger chain McDonald's, to settle 195 crore rupee dues with Housing and Development Corporation, HUDOC, in 4 weeks. The tribunal said if both parties are unable to break the deadlock, the appellate tribunal will direct the settlement amount to be paid by Bakshi. Bombay High Court, BHC, has dismissed a writ petition filed by Airtel challenging the notification issued by the state-owned Maharashtra IT declaring Reliance Jio's bid of 1,25,659 rupees as the lowest in reverse auction held for providing high-speed internet services across the state of Maharashtra.